temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So John Parotta was on yesterday with Starkey and Zeiss, and Parotta said he thinks McCutcheon's going to be back next year. Which, I mean, we're almost halfway through the season. I hadn't really thought ahead to anything like that. That's a decision I would not make until, halfway through the offseason or something. Like, I want to know how he finishes up.
Right, and last year he hurt his Achilles, and you just got to see how he finishes the season.
Yeah.
But do you really want to handcuff yourself again to the situation we're in now? Like, he's been doing great, but...
There would never be a point where I would want to, if I'm the Pirates, DFA Andrew McCutcheon.
No.
The public relations nightmare, no. The relationship between he and the organization, but... If Andrew were to come back next year, and I would imagine it would be the same amount of money, and he's been very, very good this year, I would have the conversation with him like, look, man, if you're not performing up to your standards and our standards, like, you might be a bench player, and you're going to have to play outfield. Like, if you keep him around for next year when he's going to be 38, at some point the production's going to fall off. That's the reality of life. I would say, look, if you perform, you are DH. If you're not performing, you're going to have to take a back seat and be a 26th kind of guy, and maybe you can DH once or twice a week, and maybe you can come in and be an outfielder once or twice a week, but you can't just be our everyday DH. Mm-hmm. I would have to have an in-depth conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to make the decision today, based on the way he's playing, it'd be hard to say no.
Yep.
Like, the Pirates have... in a way, lucked out with Andrew McCutcheon, that he wanted to come back, that he spearheaded the conversations basically to come back, and that he has been as productive as he's been. Andrew McCutcheon was really good last year, and then he got hurt. And Andrew McCutcheon this year, he's ninth in home runs among all designated hitters. He's ninth in terms of designated hitters in terms of OPS. He is an upper third designated hitter in Major League Baseball right now. And so they weren't going to pay and get a guy who was going to be as good as he's been for the price. Like, that was just not going to happen. Like, Rowdy Tellez, 3.25, when you spend that kind of money, that's usually the kind of caliber of player you're going to get. They only spent $5 million bucks on Andrew McCutcheon, and Andrew McCutcheon has been very, very good for them. Do you think that he would agree to take a backseat role?
Not if he felt that he could still play. Not if he felt he could still be every single day.
Man.
And it showed.
Wouldn't it suck so bad if he signed someplace else and retired someplace else?
I think he would just...
If they didn't offer him another year, I wonder if he would just hang him up. But if he feels like he can still play, I don't know.
I think that they're within the understanding that if he feels like he could still play, he showed that he could still play throughout the rest of the season, that they would offer him another year. Like, I think they'll offer him as long as possible if they still see that there's production.
Yeah.
They want him to retire here, and he does too. And I think that both of those sides can compromise. It's kind of opposite of Cam Hayward, but in the same realm.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like, that's the Steelers are kind of feeling like, but football's obviously different, but you got to show us, and we want you to retire here. Let's kind of meet together, but we just still don't know because we got other spots, and we got to get more defensive linemen. But I think with Kutch, I think if his production is the same, they'll go as long as possible.
The difference between Kutch, I'm interested that you brought this here. The difference between Kutch and Cam is, while neither have won a championship, McCutcheon was the MVP. But also, when he's been here, they've had the most success that we've ever seen.
Right.
That people of our age, I guess I should say, have ever seen.
Yes.
So people almost give him credit for not a championship, but But like he is statue worthy because he's been the best player of this era. He is jersey retirement worthy because he's been the best player of the era. And I think there might be a difference in opinion. Like Steelers fans, a lot of them, when we put up the Twitter polls, have said like, we don't want to see the Steelers pay Cam Hayward because we think there'll be diminishing returns there. I think Pirates fans, and this is just a guess here, but I think Pirates fans would be okay with Kutch hanging on, even if he wasn't performing well, right? Yes. Yeah. I mean, if he finishes the season top 10 in OPS, home runs, RBIs, average, like you take that bet.
All day.
You bet on a guy like Rowdy Tellez, who had nothing to do with your organization at 3.25. $5 million is nothing. Nothing to pay a guy who's been that productive for you.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.